Terrorist whose attack was foiled by holidaying U.S. servicemen goes on trial. By Breitbart London on November 16, 2020. Paris, AP, an Islamic State operative goes on trial Monday in France on terror charges for swaggering bare-chested through a train in 2015 with an arsenal of weapons and shooting one passenger. He was brought down by three American vacationers in an electrifying capture that Clint Eastwood turned into a Hollywood thriller. The scene 5 years ago on the fast train from Amsterdam to Paris is the focus of the month-long trial of Ibel Kasani, with testimony expected from the two U.S. servicemen and their friend, who have been hailed as heroes. Eastwood, who turned the drama on August 21, 2015 in Car No. 12 into a movie The 1517 to Paris, has been also summoned to appear on November 23. It was unclear whether they would be present or testify by video. El Kasani, a 31-year-old Moroccan, spent several months in Syria and boarded the train in Brussels armed to the hilt, authorities say. He is charged with attempted terrorist murder for the foiled attack. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Three others, who weren't on the train, also are being tried for their roles as alleged accomplices. Bilal Chatra, 24, an Algerian member of the Islamic State group, would have been the second man on the train but dropped out of the plot a week earlier. He had left Syria for Europe a week before to set up the exit route. Mohamed Bakali allegedly took in the Europe-bound attackers in Budapest, Hungary, which he denies. The two were arrested in Germany in 2016. A third man, Redouane El Imrani Ezrafi, allegedly piloted a boat to help in their return to Europe. The trial serves as a bridge to the massacre of 130 people in Paris 3 months later. On November 13, 2015, at the Bataclan Music Hall and restaurants and cafes. The man considered the likely mastermind of those attacks, Abdelhamid Abboud, was the behind-the-scenes force in the train attack, planned in Syria, according to the prosecution. Abboud traveled from Syria to Belgium with El Kasani to organize attacks in Europe, and was holed up with him in Chatra in a Brussels apartment, according to the prosecution. Abboud was killed by French special forces days after the Bataclan attack. But before his death, his macabre organizational skills were at work in a failed plan to attack a church south of Paris in April 2015 that left a young woman dead. Sidha Meghlam was convicted earlier this month and sentenced to life in prison. The train attacker, El Kasani, knowingly followed Abboud, but it's been years since he was in a jihadi mindset. His lawyer, Sarah Mauger Poliak, said in a phone interview. He is very affected and regrets having allowed himself to become indoctrinated in propaganda. The propaganda evolved into a plot to allegedly kill trapped passengers. El Kasani bought a train ticket at the Brussels station on August 21, 2015 for a 5:13 p.m. departure. He was armed with a Kalashnikov, 9 clips with 30 rounds each, an automatic pistol and a cutter, according to investigators. Once on the train, he lingered in a restroom between cars and emerged bare-chested with a Kalashnikov. One waiting passenger struggled with the attacker, then a French-American, Mark Magoulian, wrestled the Kalashnikov away, before being shot himself by a pistol as he headed to car number 12 to warn his wife. Magoulian said in interviews later that the attacker recovered the Kalashnikov. Spencer Stone, a then 23-year-old U.S. airman, said days after the attack that he was coming out of a deep sleep when the gunman appeared. Alex Garlatos, then a 22-year-old U.S. National Guardsman recently back from Afghanistan, just hit me on the shoulder and said let's go. The three men, all from California, snapped into action out of what Scarlatos said at a news conference days later was gut instinct. Stone and Scarlatos moved in to tackle the gunman and take his gun. The third friend, Anthony Sadler, 23, then a student, helped subdue the assailant. Stone said he choked El Kasani unconscious. A British businessman then joined in the fray. Stone, whose hand was injured by the cutter, is also credited with saving the French-American teacher whose neck was squirting blood. Stone said he just stuck two of my fingers in his hole and found what I thought to be the artery, pushed down and the bleeding stopped. The train rerouted to Arras, in northern France, where El Kasani was arrested. El Kasani had left Morocco at age 18 to join his family in Spain. In 2012, he established links with radicals. He went to Brussels before heading to Turkey, a gateway to Syria. A watch list signal sounded on May 10, 2015, in Berlin, where Al-Kazani was flying to Turkey. Then French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve had said. Al-Kazani told investigators that Abbas wanted him to kill only the American military men, a line he was likely to maintain during the trial. The investigating judges consider it a dubious claim, in part because their presence in the train couldn't be known in advance and they were in civilian clothes. That defense also fails to jibe with Abbas's goal of killing a maximum number of people during attacks.